Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about Rolex stickers. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I want to jump into an interesting story that kind of led me into this podcast. So not long ago, I had, I deal with authorized retailers all over the country. I don't always get updated immediately from my retailers. Some retailers are better than others. And I recently made a sale whereby, like, when I make a sale, basically what happens is I source it from a retailer that I have a relationship with. The retailer has the inventory. I get a certain price. I pass part of that on to the customer, you, and the retailer ships it, processes it, you know, charges your credit card or takes your wire payment. I orchestrate everything in between and I track your package and everything is great. Everything works out 99% of the time incredibly smoothly for me. But there are those pain in the balls moments where, you know, you're going to have times where it's not always going to be smooth. It's not always going to be the way you envisioned it. And, you know, sometimes those days are frustrating. And I had one of those days recently where I was like, fuck, man, like, I need a break. Like, this, it was so stressful on so many levels because, you know, I have a client who I've been dealing with for 15 years, who's been incredibly loyal to me, who likes his shit perfect. I mean, he is very meticulous about the way he wants his watches. You know, he wants them factory sealed, the way they come from the factory, you know, untouched, unmolested, just like fucking the way it should be. It was a Rolex watch. It was an Air King, the new Air King, which I love a lot and I promote a lot and I believe in a lot and I write about a lot and I don't have enough good things to say and that watch will be mine one day. It was one of those things where I was very explicit to the retailer about the fact that my client is so meticulous and, you know, I said my client likes his stuff perfect, so I illuminated that point many, many times, and it was overlooked, and the watch was shipped in a rush, and my client gets the watch, you know, aside from a small other issue, which it's irrelevant to this topic, but basically the watch arrived, and it didn't have stickers on it, and Rolex are notorious for when you get a Rolex watch, the stickers on the watch protect the watch. You know, Rolex has always kind of done that. And they've done it more so in the last 15, 20 years than ever before, you know. But they've definitely, like, when collectors buy Rolexes, the ones who collect them and trade them and whatever, resell them, who knows, whatever they do with them, they like, and real collectors who even wear them, they like having the stickers on the watch. And those stickers, when removed, just, you know, obviously it's not a perfect new watch anymore because those stickers are no longer there. But regardless of that point, my client wanted to be the one to take those stickers off because he wants his watch perfect. Yeah, my retailer failed to mention to me that Rolex has asked them to remove the stickers on all their watches. And I know that for me, I have to, of course, adhere to everything my retailer has to adhere to, and I have to respect his chain of command. And once being a Rolex retailer myself, I understand the game and the way it works. But the reason is because, you know, in the secondary market, people are selling some of these watches that should be pre-owned, considered pre-owned in a way as new. And Rolex obviously wants to stop this. So if they stop it at the retail level, they'll stop it at the gray market level. This is going to piss off a lot of people. It definitely pissed my client off to the point where I had to send the watch back. Everything is resolved. Everything is good. There's no problems. But for me, it's one of those things where I say to myself, if I had just been told this from the beginning, so I can tell my clients, because this is going to be a big deal for collectors especially. And I wanted to be the one to break that news to you. It's not like this is privileged information. If you go to your retailer, your Rolex retailer, you can definitely, they will definitely tell you the same thing. None of their watches will have stickers on them. And that goes for West Coast, East Coast, middle of the country. It doesn't matter. That is a new guideline from Rolex to their authorized retailers. But I just thought it was important. I thought it was useful information. You know, I know that for me, if I'm a collector and I'm going to go in and I'm going to start, you know, getting serious about watches, whether I take the stickers off or not or whatever, that's the way they were supposed to be. But the rules have changed. Rules are always meant to be broken and changed. And I've noticed that nothing is permanent, especially in this business. But with a titan like Rolex, who, you know, has certain policies for certain reasons for so long, it's definitely going to be a shock to the system for some. For most, you know, most people won't really care. They're just stickers. They fall off anyway. Who cares? You know, we can debate this till we're blue in the balls. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to be the one to tell you. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I hope you got something out of it. You know, listen, if you're buying a Rolex watch and you're buying it to wear it, this is not going to matter to you. This is really not going to matter to you at all. It has no significance to you as the consumer of what it means to you, unless you're putting it in a safe, you're rubbing it with a diaper, you're looking at it and you're not wearing it. If you're looking to collect it, I can understand, but at the end of the day, they're just stickers. I'm sure you can get stickers that will fit the case of the watch if you're proficient enough with an X-Acto knife or a tool. It's not a big deal. But anyway, it's something that needed to be said. And I think that, you know, whenever I get information like this, I think it's important to share it. You know, you guys, whether you buy a watch from me or not, you know, you go in and there's nothing worse than feeling like, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. So I think, I think it's good. Definitely reach out to me at imatdavehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee. And if you purchase a watch from me, I deduct that $150 from the final purchase price of the watch. It's, you know, it's really easy. You get something out of it too. You get my consultation, you get my opinion, you get my guidance, you get my advice, you get my years of experience to help you make an informed decision on what's best for you. You know, so that $150 gets you an hour of my time on the phone and some emails. And it's, you get it back when you buy a watch from me. So it's, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You can check out my website at www.amadeponda.com. You can read my world-renowned blog. You can check out my podcasts. You can check out my Facebook live posts with my latest pictures of watches I think that are interesting, from low end to high end to everything in between. You can check out the brand that I distribute, that I'm very proud to be a West Coast distributor of, Kingsley 1945 watches. They're amazing. They're really built like watches in the, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 range for under $2,000. They're all hand assembled in the US in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. So that's cool. Check me out on my social media. My Instagram and my Twitter handles are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly by.